Welcome to the audio introduction for Possum Magic Dream Big Festival 2023. Possum Magic, based on the story by Mem Fox and Julie Vilas, is adapted and directed by Eva D. Cesare and Sandy Eldridge from Monkey Bar Theatre Company and is presented in the Dunstan Playhouse Adelaide Festival Centre for the Dream Big Festival 2023. The audio described performance for schools is on Tuesday the 23rd of May at 1 p.m. with a 15-minute sensory tour at 12:30 p.m. The audio described performance for the general public is on Saturday the 27th of May at 10:30 a.m. The play runs for 55 minutes with no interval. Your audio describers are Jules Fielke and Joe Anker. Summary. Possum Magic tells the story of Grandma Poss and her grand possum, Hush, who live in the Australian bush. Grandma Poss is very clever. She makes magic. She can make wombats blue and emus shrink. When a dangerous snake chases Hush, Grandma uses a powerful spell to quickly make Hush invisible and keep her safe. But the spell to make Hush visible again requires people food. And Grandma Poss and Hush must set off around Australia to find the right ingredients. The set. At the centre back of the stage, five tall, curly, yellow, white and grey tree trunks frame a big, white, round, full moon. During the play, this moon is also a screen where we see silhouettes, a map of Australia, projections of Grandma Poss and Hush's travels and pictures of their destinations. Behind the moon screen is the backdrop, which shows the star-filled night sky, or rolling storm clouds, rain, a city skyline, and the coloured sparks of Grandma Poss's magic. On each side of the stage are clumps of smaller curly yellow, white and grey trees, and on the right is a short wooden ladder with some books stacked on top. The bicycle that Grandma Poss and Hush rides starts as two wheels and a handlebar, and becomes a silhouette on the moon screen as they visit different cities across Australia. Each city has special objects that make the scene. The Adelaide scene has two panels painted like full supermarket shelves. For Melbourne, it is three cinema seats. For Brisbane, two cloth-draped trolleys carrying plates of scones. In Darwin, a giant Vegemite sandwich on a long stick. For Perth, a stripy beach umbrella, a puppet seagull, and an around-the-neck tray of ice creams and lollies, all of which indicate the beachside, while a 2-metre-wide circular cloth is painted to look like a very big pavlova. The umbrella inverts to become a boat on a sea of bright blue fabric waves, so Grandma Poss and Hush can travel to Hobart, where two steel kitchen trolleys hold shiny pots and pans, and the end of their journey. Characters and costumes. Grandma Poss and Hush each wear brown overalls with leaf-like shapes stitched to the legs, back and arms. They have long fluffy tails that curl at the end, wear white sneakers and have possum-shaped ears held on by a fluffy headband. Grandma Poss has grey hair, long green and red striped socks, wire-rimmed glasses, and has a large lavender apron with a big pocket across the front. When Hush becomes invisible, her costume turns silvery grey. Hush is played by Ebony Tucker and Grandma Poss by Sarah Woods. Two other actors, Gabriel Fancourt and Teal Howie, play a range of characters in the story, shown by adding or removing pieces of costume. They begin by wearing long-sleeved black shirts, jeans and sneakers with silver stars scattered in different sizes over their sleeves and pants. Wombat has a rust-coloured vest and a brown hat with a pair of orange wombat ears attached. The left one flops over at the edges while the other one stands upright. Snake wears a crinkly yellow long-tail coat with painted orange, green and brown bands and a dark brown collar over a white shirt. Gabriel becomes like a snake by extending his arm in front, using his hand as the head, and stretching one leg right out behind him. Emu is actually a large shadow puppet seen on the moon screen. In Adelaide, two shop assistants wear white coats and coloured shirts and hold large panels with pictures of supermarket shelves. These also become doors. In Melbourne, there are two cinema patrons. One wears a blue shirt under an open denim top, and the other wears a yellow shirt under an open denim jacket, and he carries two really big boxes of popcorn. They both wear 3D movie glasses. These have a square white cardboard frame with one eye opening covered in red plastic and the other in blue plastic. In Brisbane, Joyce and Noreen organise a scone baking competition. Joyce wears a front-buttoned pink knee-length shift and Noreen wears a matching blue one. They each have matching flat-topped round hats with curly grey hair escaping at the back. These ladies push a curtained trolley each with their scone entries on the top. In Darwin, two schoolboys wear their school uniforms of yellow polo shirts and shorts and blue caps turned backwards. In Perth, the beachside ice cream vendor wears a tall brown magician's hat and a bright red patterned jacket. He carries a large tray filled with ice creams and goodies. Seagull is a puppet that fits over the actor's hand and creates a lot of havoc. Finally, in Hobart, the chef wears a tall white chef's hat and coat. Production credits. Adaption from the book by Mem Fox and Julio Vivas was done by Eva Desassere and Sandy Eldridge. The director is Sandy Eldridge. Production designer Emma Vine. Composer and sound designer Nate Edmondson. Lighting designer Matt Cox. Magic and illusion Adam Marder. And puppetry director Alice Osborne. Ticket information. Tickets are available through Ticketek. Getting to the event. The production takes place in the Dunstan Playhouse at the Adelaide Festival Centre. Please contact the Adelaide Festival Centre on 131 246 for details on current COVID requirements and the best access route to the theatre complex. Once at the theatre, access is via the Riverbank Concourse. The Dunstan Playhouse is wheelchair accessible and guide dog friendly, and there are two accessible toilets in the venue. One is opposite the bar near the space foyer, the other is opposite the main reception desk near door one of the Dunstan Playhouse. Assistance is offered by venue staff. For all other disability access inquiries, please contact Patron Services on email access@adelaidefestivalcentre.com.au or call 08-8216-8600. For more information on audio described performances, please contact Access to Arts using the email address audio.describer@access2arts.org.au or voice text 0415090547. Or alternatively, speak to one of the audio describers at the theatre. This completes the audio description pre-show notes for Possum Magic, produced by Joe Anker and Jules Fielke. Thank you.